So welcome to our January 2020. I keep saying it 2020 and I want to correct myself. January 2020 and a Diamond Never meeting. And I'm excited to start a new decade. I'm excited to start a new year because I just see so much possibility and potential for all of us in this coming year and decade and for our impact on humanity. Because that's really what we're after, is really stopping the crazy madness that we see out there and really, you know, approaching health with this rational approach that we all know how to do, but we just have to get out there more in a serious level. Yay. Where is Annette and Lisa? Both said they were going to be here, didn't they? So, I just got back from Hawaii, as you know, and I'm excited about some of the stuff that I got at the conference, but also some shifts that we're making in our organization right now. So it hasn't been officially announced yet. So it will be on. Well, it has been officially announced to my team, actually. So we're having a shift in personnel. And we're bringing on someone to be our project leader, marketing strategist, etc., who has many years of experience in building her own online business and has gotten it to the point of being almost completely on autopilot, where there's, you know, people that are running it and things in place, and she wants to do that for us. So most of you know her. I think you know her, Allie. Summer Bach. Summer Bach.
Oh, Summer. Yeah.
Summer is coming on as our... So she's replacing
something.
And she and I have been mastermind buddies for a couple of years now. And she has been saying, I just want to get my business going, and I want to get yours where it should be. I want to help you get this, you know, because she's known that we've had personnel problems and we've had not had somebody really on board besides me that knows marketing and can actually implement it all. And I get caught in the weeds doing Infusionsoft and
writing the
affiliates, all those sorts of crazy things. And she gave me a proposal while we were at the mastermind. And we got a chance to hang out together and do a Facebook Live together. And I said yes. It was an offer I couldn't refuse. So wow. I'm super excited about what we have. The potential now that we have, having somebody else with that entrepreneurial marketing strategist, let's save the world mentality, right? Versus just hiring people as administrative folks who don't really share that same, now they may share the passion when they hear it, but they don't necessarily share the same skill set and vision for the future. So I'm announcing it to you guys first before we make she's going to get introduced on Monday to the team. And I put an announcement in that there was a changing of the guard. I wasn't expecting to announce it until the team meeting, but Amy told me, you know, after we said, I said, I'd like to keep you on to continue to do, you know, some SOP, standard operating procedures that she's been working on, or whatever else, however else you think you can add value. I just can't have two full-time people doing this role. And she came back and said Friday would be her last day, which to me is it's a relief because of the financial commitment, but it's also, it's making sure that everything gets passed on, which I don't think is a problem. So I'm super excited. Just thought I would let you guys know that. So things are going to shift and change and improve. And she has all kinds of ideas for growing Practice Accelerator and not Practice Accelerator, but the NEPT program in general, but Practice Accelerator will be part of that. Sure, and she brings in some amazing business talent she developed with a company called Six Division, a how to create your product program. So she's going to bring all kinds of cool stuff. So I'm excited. And Annette, hello, you look a little tired off. Is everything okay?
Oh yeah. It's just, for me, it's early. That's all.
Okay. It's early. Yeah. I get it. I just want to make sure there wasn't anything.
No, thank you for asking. I'm good. It's just, 9:30. I don't want to function that early. That's all.
Okay, good. For me, given I just came back from Hawaii.
Right.
See, it's 9:30 minus 4. So it's 5:30, which I've been waking up about that time every day. So
yeah.
Big deal. But
we tend to stay up. Our natural clock is to stay up late.
Yeah.
And then get up later.
That's my household here too. And we got out of that. We kind of maintained our same times, our same bedtime in Hawaii that we would have here. So
right.
We went to bed at 9:30, 10:30, 11:00. Yeah, 1:30. That's about right. Yeah. So coming back wasn't as big a deal.
Yeah. So that's all. I promise.
Anyway, so I'm excited about that. And I'm here to support you guys. And I want to talk about your program and your launch and how we can better support that moving forward.
Okay.
So, let's share some successes first. So who wants to share a success first?
Well, I filled in my form half an hour ago, and my successes were just ginormous. So the sort of things I've accomplished since last month, revamping my ebook, 4 new private functional medicine clients, graphics and posts in the month in Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest and Instagram, settling into my new NHS job 2 days a week, connecting with clients and patients every day. So when I'm in my NHS practicing everyone every 10 minutes, I'm really connecting heart to heart with them. And that's why I'm getting such great feedback. Joining a new Athena networking group, returning to Professional Speakers Association in London group, almost got my tax information together. I'm really busy doing that today. Using Trello to really great effect, allowing my creativity to fly, recognizing that I'm a scanner, which is something recognized by Barbara Scher in the past. I recognized this in 2007 when I read about it, but forgot who I am, and I was feeling very crushed. And
what do you mean by a scanner?
So a scanner is somebody who's just got to let their ideas out. And the key that Barbara Scher brought into the picture is the mind map. So you've seen that I take notes as mind maps, and that's an idea that Barbara Scher uses. And initially, when I first recognized this about myself, I followed her suggestion, and just every time I had an idea, I wrote a mind map out and didn't edit it, didn't restrict it. Then it was out of my head and I wasn't worrying about forgetting it. But over the last couple of years, I've been thinking, right, I've got to focus on this one thing. No, I'm not allowed to think about that. Instead of letting it go into papers. So it's really great that I've reconnected with that, because I felt it came to me after meditation and healing yesterday morning. And I just felt so expansive, just so much better for having that inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
One new USANA preferred customer with a high value order of over £400, and that's going to be every month. Staying focused at times, mostly pulling myself out of the fear, but I've been a bit constricted today because I've been trying to get this tax information out that I just don't have. I have some new talks, so I did get those, but I need to adapt them. So I haven't got them ready to sell, and that's the key that I needed to try and sell.
So when you say sell a talk, do you don't mean in front of a live audience? You mean a talk that you're going to do?
However I choose to do it, we can come to that later.
Okay.
I've reviewed all of Dr. Rita Marie's affiliate products. I'm looking forward to marketing them. I emailed my list once, so that's a good thing, but not more than once, so that's a bad thing. Held 2 Facebook Lives, created but didn't complete a new LinkedIn profile. That's not officially permitted, but some of the peers in my LinkedIn group are doing that. And I had a massage. In fact, I had 2 massages last month. The last one was on Tuesday. And I've invested in a haircut and highlights, and I have made some overdue payments today. So that's my one win.
That's, I amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Totally amazing. I'm unmuting you, Annette, so that you can chime in if you want to.
Oh, no, I muted while, and I don't know how I follow that.
Wow. It's like you took all your pent up ideas over, you know, the last X years, however long I've known you, and you just like, okay, I'm going to get stuff done, right? And it's amazing how much you can get done when you make that.
Yeah. And I applaud you for starting massages. I love them. That's my thing.
I got to do
my back. Is where my tension goes to.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for the massage. And the massage I had on Tuesday, she's an osteopath and master who is in my own practice. And I spotted there was a slot between my two just before my two patients. And she gives me a discount. And she's brilliant. And I just felt
so much better. You don't have to travel, right? You're there already. You don't have to travel.
Yeah. And I just feel like I need to book one every week at the minute. I'm so tense.
But why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's a start to get it jump started, and then you can do it every 2 weeks and every month and find the rhythm that really works. Because if it improves your creativity and it improves your ability to get stuff done, then it's worth whatever the 100-pound investment. Is that what it typically is?
No, 30.
30?
30, 45, and she charged 30.
Oh, my God.
How long is it?
45 minutes.
Okay, that's a good deal.
She's undercharging, but then, as I say, there's a discount, so I get a third off.
So why aren't you going every week?
So one of the things I need to work on is the money flow, because I'm still thinking, oh, my God, I've got to stop this. I've got to save this, you know, because, letting the money in to let it out and bless other people.
Exactly. And something that does so much for you is what is going to open you up and make you more expansive and make you more creative and make you more. So that's how you have to look at it. And at 30, and I was saying at $100, it's like,
I'm paying like 90 for 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I don't even blink. Because I get so much benefit from it.
Yeah.
And it was next morning that I had all this inspiration that just allowed me to be much more expensive.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. It's cheaper than a coach.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah. So. Good for you. Congratulations, Allie. Yay. I'm so excited.
So I learned a lot doing the webinar.
Okay.
Learned a lot of things. And I made myself a promise that I will stop signing up for webinars I know I cannot attend. Because that was like, oh my God, you know, you've got this huge sign up and this very small audience showing up. So I've got to stop doing that too. So that was a good thing to learn for me. Cause I'll be like, yeah, I'll sign up for it. I'm never going to be there, but but then I don't go back and watch them. So what's the point? What's the point? Got some great feedback. Jan Polansky and I talked after Saturdays for close to 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a really good chat. So that was really good. But I'm glad.
Feedback as far as what was, did she reach out?
Feedback. She gave me great feedback. But also she has some people she wants me to talk to. So she's trying to set that up.
Oh, good. She's a great.
Yeah, but we were on the phone for almost 2 hours. So it was, we did a lot of sharing.
Was it the same show up on Saturday as there was the other day? Or
roughly, yeah.
About the same. So that's 10 people or so?
10, yeah.
Yeah.
That percentage was higher because less people had signed up. But it's still, it was like, so, but Jan was just like, oh my God, I've got so many people. I'm like, I like Jan. If you want to set something up, I'll do it for your people. You know, just figure it out.
And, you know. Open to for anything whenever we're doing an offer that has a big audience. Just do a webinar for their people.
Yeah.
Like in addition to your general one, you do something. And I've done that with Ocean. I've done that with several people. And it works out well because they're endorsing you. You've already got the pre-endorsement, and Yeah. For me, I wish I had more type one type people on my list. That's the thing. I don't have a whole
right.
lot of that, you know,
right.
audience.
And list. There was one person that showed up. It was the lady on the Wednesday call that had her child was just diagnosed. I actually sent her an email that night and I said, I really think at this point in time, you would be better served doing private coaching with me. And I basically, it was going to be 5 hours for the 197. So I said, I'll give you 5 hours for the 197. Yeah.
God, that's yeah. That's an offer you can't refuse. What did you
say? I haven't heard from her. But right now her life is.
Yeah.
And she was real interested in talking to Samantha about the tech. And Samantha said, I'll come on and talk to her. So, and I told her, I said, Samantha will come and talk to you about the tech. Just think about it and let me know. So,
so would you then still do the development of all the modules for her?
Yeah.
As you know, because even if you only get one person signed up for a program, it's not worth canceling it. It's worth doing it and creating it because you're not going to have the impetus to create it on your own unless you have a person.
No, Samantha and I have been talking about it, and I'm waiting for the website to be finished. It's a bunch of glitches. Some were my fault, some whatever. so when that's done, and it's going to come preloaded with some done-for-me programs that I bought years ago, and I specifically said, I'll want to add my own thing. So what I'm thinking about doing is taking some of the slideshows I already have and recording them. And some, the shorter ones, I'll probably put a few of those up for free. But then the longer ones, we'll charge for.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and it, you know, it is good to have a good entry program. And we can get into this. there's this lady, her name is Allie Bajerk or something. And she keeps putting out, you know, how to make $300,000 on a $47 product or $27 product. She calls it a tiny program. And it's the way you get people on a webinar and then you make this ridiculous, like $27. Of course I'm going to do that. Or you do a Facebook ad that says $27. I think that's how she does it. She does a Facebook ad to a $27 program and it's like $27. Sure. I'll do it. I don't care if it's garbage. It doesn't matter. Right.
Right.
And then she gets them to a webinar and then on the webinar, she teaches them, you know, something beyond that. So she actually teaches them how to create a $27 program. I mean, so she's kind of looping it around and teaching you what she just did. But yours would be, yeah, so $27, here you go. And then you get them onto a webinar. And So having some of those little minis would be awesome for them. But you really, you want to, when you're offering something that's that low kind of, you want people to go, what? Like, if you just say, here's an ebook for $27, they're like, yeah. Here's a video for $27. I'm like, yeah, you know. But if you say, here's this book, and this is 5-part course, right? And it doesn't have to be a long one, but even if it's just, you know, 5 20-minute videos or 10-minute videos, and, you know, 5 checklists and, you know, 5 recipes or whatever, but it stacks, and they go, $27, sure, I'll take it, right? And then you get them in your loop, and you say, part of this, you're going to, you know, come to this training. And you get them on the training and then they've already paid with you. They've already seen the quality of your work and they go, oh yeah, I want to sign up for this big thing. So that's another option. It's an audience. Yours is an interesting audience because they're not used to going and consuming online programs, right? A lot of folks are out there. They're just consuming one program after another, after another, after another, like program collectors like us.
Right.
And, but for those, that audience is, I mean, they're like, they're focused. They don't have the time for doing that. And they may be a little bit cautious or suspicious even about.
Well, yeah, and I go outside what they've been told, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, it's quite difficult to know how to target parents of type 1 diabetics. It's not an obvious community or Facebook group.
No, there's a number of Facebook groups.
Okay.
There's quite a lot. But A lot of them are, we're going to do eat and cover and pray. And then there's the smaller group of us that are like, yeah, that's garbage. And we're going to eat differently and have better numbers.
Yeah.
But we're a growing group.
It's a growing group. Have you, and I know we're getting into coaching now, but if that's okay, can we do that and then move to Allie? Is that okay with you, Allie? Because it's right here. Have you reached out? I know you know Jody Stanislaw, right? Have you reached out to her, like, to really, well, look at what she offers and look at what the difference is and how you can.
Jody and I have spoken in the past.
Yeah.
And she has said, when you get it together, you know, let's get in touch. So
she has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She, I don't know what, how hers differs from yours. So that's
her. I actually enrolled in her online program, and she's really aimed more at, it's Dr. Jody Stanislaw Allison. She's a type one she's an NP, and she works with, she coaches type one. So she's really like, I signed Samantha up for coaching with her, and she gave Samantha, you know, I think Samantha got 6 calls with her. And she taught her different things about being a type one. So Jody's program is really geared, some of it's towards the parents, but a lot of it's really geared towards the actual type one.
The actual type one. So it's more for the older.
And it's more the
adults or older children.
Yeah, right. And it's more what you have to do day to day. It doesn't really address parents at all, but her program is set up so that parents can watch it and learn what's going on with the child and take better care of the child.
Okay.
But it's not saying, hey, mom, you got to take care of you.
Yeah.
So.
But yours combines both, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yours combines this mom self-care with that. This is how you take care of your kids so that you have more time for self-care, and this is how you care for you.
Right? But I don't go into the day to day like Jody does. I mean, like Jody actually talks about dosing and microdosing, and I'm not going to do that. I can't. So
they are good complementary.
Yeah, they could be. Yeah. And you know, when I bought hers, I think I've got it forever. I haven't completed it yet. But what I've seen so far, we don't compete.
Good. So that's, you want to make sure that you're real clear what she does. So when you speak to her about cross promoting it or doing a webinar with her, you know, offer a free training to her group that you could share your insights. Yeah. Right. But make sure that you're real clear on what she offers so that the languaging you use in approaching her doesn't feel threatening. Like, oh, you want to offer my people a program that competes with mine? You know, I've had people contact me and say, hey, I've got this 6-week blood sugar balancing challenge. You want to promote it? I'm like, why would I want to do that? What's unique about your 6-week program? You know what I mean? So that's really clear. And in general, whenever we're approaching people, like, how does your stuff complement? Right? Mm-hmm. Rather than, you know, okay. Whew. All right. So I want to find out how can, so nobody signed up or
nobody
signed up.
It was fine. I mean, like I said, I wasn't really expecting it. I looked at this as, I want to say practice, but more than that, you know,
a learning opportunity.
Yeah. I looked at it more as what can I walk away with this from and what can I tweak and improve on? Like every time I'd get off, I'd go to Samantha and be like, okay, this, and this, we can do better. We can do differently.
Yeah. Awesome. So. I think you did an amazing job. You had a lot of, you were confident. You came across as very knowledgeable, very caring. I think the flow could be tweaked to get people to the point where they're like, I need this. I want
this.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, it was an amazing offer.
Thank you.
And yeah, I think your transition from your transition from content into offer, the offer was good. It could have been a little bit smoother of a transition from the one to the next so that it didn't feel abrupt, right?
Like I said, it was a learning experience.
Yeah. I mean, I've done hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands by now of those webinars, and I'm still learning every time I do it as to how to do it better.
And I thought of you each time, you know, because I've heard you say a couple of times, yeah, well, I changed that because I realized what the audience was. I didn't expect Samantha to be on the night you saw it. Oh. So there were things that I was dropping as we were going along because I didn't know how much she really wanted me to share. It was nothing big. And I said some things Wednesday night that I didn't say Saturday again, because I knew there was someone that might've been on the call. I caught myself doing some self-editing as I went along, but I thought of you.
It might be good for you to have that conversation with her, like how much, cause you know, and really be open with her that when people hear your story and what you went through, that's what helps them to make a decision to help their kid the way, you know, we helped you.
Right.
Right. And is she comfortable with it? Because that way you don't have to filter or edit.
Well, right? It used to be she didn't even want the pictures out there. So.
How did she feel about what you shared?
She was good. The fact that she came and got on was surprising as heck at the end.
Great.
Yeah. I didn't expect that at all. So.
But, you know, if she really wants to, you know, shift into a career where she's supporting people, then getting comfortable with it. And story is the best way to get people's attention and get people's heart and get people to really endear you to them. So I think that's something that you and she will work out.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. So... what's the next steps?
I've taken a few days just to do nothing.
Good.
I gave myself that space. I'm getting the massage Friday. It's just part of my schedule. And I'm going to start redoing some of the slideshows I already have. You know, like I did that one to the NTA, the difference between one and two. So I took, and I made some slides specifically for NTA, which are going to mean nothing to anybody else. So those are coming out, and beef that up and start recording so that when we get the website back, I'm ready. I've got some things ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you, let's go back to the groups, right? These groups, you obviously can't sell in these groups, but if you create a video and you have a free video up, are you, hey, I just created this video and you don't sell in that video. Can you post those?
No.
You can't.
Not in their groups, no.
Not in their groups. And what if you had a podcast? Would you?
Sometimes they will, you can't self-promote anything. In the parent groups, you can say, I listened to so-and-so's podcast and it was great and it would be helpful with your question, but I can't say, hey, I did this
podcast, go listen to it. You can't. Okay. Got it. So it's very restrictive.
Yeah. They'll kick you off.
They'll kick you off. Yeah. Especially if you're not towing the party line.
Yeah. Cause I'm not.
Cause you're not. And you don't ever, you're not, you won't ever, because that's the whole point that the party line is.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not going to be a way. So I'm just trying to think in terms of how do we get more people onto you? Because you've got a Facebook group, but how many people are on your Facebook group?
It's just over 100.
Just over 100, right. That's your Facebook group, or that's the Facebook page?
Page.
Okay. But you don't have a
So I can put my stuff there, and I have been. So yeah. Like the Diabetes Caregiver's Guide, just went... and I pulled it down from pretty much everywhere that I can find it, because Samantha's redone it. It's prettier. It's nicer.
Okay.
And I'm like, we're going to put it out for a buck. See what happens.
Okay. And so if not, funds to free.
Pardon me?
See, if you put something out for a dollar and you haven't already built the trust of here's a something free, you can do here's a free whatever and then offer it. But to just put out, hey, I have this new diabetes caregiver's guide for a dollar, it's probably not going to fly. Right?
I can always take it back.
You can always take it back. But the point is that is to build some trust, right? So is getting something that they get, they opt in, they get, right? Even just opting in, that's a big investment because now they've given you their name and email address. So it has to be of value, right? And if they don't know, and now if you're selling it within your own group, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're wanting it to be a public thing, the other thing I would recommend is to create an actual group. And the reason for that is, and then you invite all the people that are on your page into the group, and then you can go and do lives in the group and you can make it really valuable. But the point is that Facebook will notify folks about activities in a group versus on a page. And so that, you know, unless you're buying ads, they've really cut back on any organic stuff. But in the group, it's easy because they could just say, notify me. You know, and you make sure that you teach people when they get in, hey, here's how you get notified whenever we add new content or whenever people post. And then you start to get some activity going. You'll have to be the one that starts with the activity. But I've been really amazed at how much activity we get and how many new people we get just organically since we started to do like the Facebook Lives and the challenges and all that. And I could see you get a little momentum, do a challenge, right? The 5-day diabetes caregivers challenge, or maybe it's a 3-day because they're like 5 days is a big investment for them, right? But basically where they're just going in there and they're like posting, what did you do for self-care today, right?
Yeah.
And how did that affect your decisions with your kid? But I think a free group is going to be a good option versus, you know, because we post like crazy on the pages and nobody ever comments on those. You know, we barely get comments on them. People just like, oh, that's cool. They click the link maybe. But in the group, the activity and the conversations are constant. Like somebody posts something, somebody else comments. If I post anything in the group, people comment. Whereas I could put something out and it's crickets on the page. You know, and there's 10, 11, 12,000 people, something like that on there. And it's crickets.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's a good way to do it. So I think the biggest thing for you at this point is working on how do I build the audience? How do I build the following?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Right. And having some of these videos as tripwires. So yeah, charge a dollar, charge $3, whatever you want for them, under 10 for sure. But under 5 is like, you know, it's less than a cup of coffee. Like people don't think about spending $3 on something, right? You just drop it. But it has to be with, you know, something valuable that you've given them to start, right? And the other thing is thinking about what is it that they think they need? Versus they're like, oh, self-care, I don't have time for that. So you're over a hump here trying to get them to even consider self-care versus something that's going to help their kid. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, we talked about doing a food swap guide as a tripwire, but what if you had a one-page checklist of you know, five healthy food swaps for when your kid goes low, or 5 healthy foods to give your kid when they go low. Simple, right? And then they're going, wow, this is really valuable. And then you can have a tripwire on top of that. That could either be the full book, you know, here's 27 different ones, and here's a little bit of background on it, or, you know, a couple of recipes, or, you know, something, or the self-care thing. But I think we need to be thinking along the lines of what do they think they need? What do they want versus what you know they need? And then you make that shift, that mindset shift that, you know, you're going to make great decisions if you don't take care of you. Right?
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So.
Yeah. And then you can offer the caregiver's guide for $1 and see how it goes. But I just don't want to see you spending a lot of time creating, you know, the sales page, the this, the that, and find that, yeah, for people who already know you, they'll give you $1 to get that guide. But, and also to pack the guide, the tips, but also with the call to action, what's the next step? And maybe the guide has a call to action to watch a video of that webinar where you do make the offer for the program.
That could be, yeah.
Right? And you get it evergreen and it just, they can start and stop it whenever.
Right.
Whenever they want to. So, you know, that's a good thing in a webinar that then sells it. But we have to, first of all, you had a very small audience, so it's hard to sell, and half the people on that were people
right.
in the community, right? So how many actual potential buyers were on those calls?
Yeah, not many. And Samantha's, I don't remember what they were. But I mean, people were opening the emails where the offer went out again.
Okay.
So I haven't seen the latest stats. But so they're at least looking. They are being opened.
That's good. Well, that's a good sign. That's a good sign.
And some people have gone back and looked, you know, a number of times. So.
Okay. So if you know that, then that's something to follow up with. Like if you know that those people, like an individual, if you have a phone number, you probably don't if they just opted in, but reaching out to those people. There's ways to do it automatically, but you don't need to because it's small enough. Like I can, there's a little plug-in in my Infusionsoft that if somebody goes back if somebody goes back and looks at that, or they look at the sales page, or they get to the order form and they don't buy, that we can have a timer that, you know, 4 hours later, it writes to them and say, hey, it looks like you forgot something, you know, that kind of, you've seen that. But you can do that manually. You can, you know, go back and say, okay, these people went to the page. And then just follow up with them. Hey, what are your, you know, I noticed that you didn't, I noticed that you didn't enroll. What held you back? You may find some simple things like the dates didn't work for me. Or, you know, we're going to be on vacation or whatever. That kind of stuff. That are like, oh, okay. But if it's like, you know, if it's they're in the hesitation mode, then you can use your enrollment skills to help them to make a decision. And that might be another option too, is first of all, we need to get more people there. We need to get more qualified buyers there, but to get more qualified buyers there and to offer a strategy session to anybody that comes to and watches it, says, hey, let's have a 20-minute strategy session and help them. You know, if it's somebody you can help, that you can get them involved.
Right.
Like this woman, so you made an offer right there in the email. What might have been a better option was to say, let's get on the phone. I want to help you.
I made that offer too.
Okay, good.
I made that offer too. And I made that offer to her on the call also.
I heard you. Yeah, I heard you do that. I heard you do that.
Yeah.
She's probably in, because this was a recent, like a week ago.
She's in survival mode.
Yeah.
And I told her in the email, I said, there's no rush to give me an answer.
Yeah.
Just because I know where she's at.
Yeah.
I mean, we were still in the hospital at 3 weeks, but I still know where her head's at.
Yeah. You know her head's at because her kid is 10. So.
Yeah. She's just trying to make all the pieces work right now. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and so research-wise, where can we find these people in a way that you can get to them? Are there podcasts that you can get in front of? But you have to have a plan mapped out. Like if you're going to be on a podcast, even just if it, you don't even have to have a product. All you need to do is have something that that's a valuable thing that they can opt in for. And the Diabetes Caregiver Society can do that. Or I think talking, getting on podcasts and talking about Eat and Cover and Pray and the downsides of that, and then having a free list of foods that you can do. That, you know, maybe it's a two-part list. But one is the list of foods to minimize, avoid, to prevent the high, and then foods that are healthy choices to, if you have a low, to keep it from going too high.
Yeah, so you don't
and have a signature talk that talks about, you know, Eat and Cover could be a whole signature talk in and of itself.
Oh, I'm already planning not just Eat and Cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah. Any questions or things that you want support with?
No, I think I'm good for now. And Allie should have a turn too. So okay. I'm good for now. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. I'm looking at your comments, Allie. Ms. Jody.
There's plenty of time, Annette. Yeah, my comments really end at Annette. They're sort of trying to find the people who are adults who have kids with type 1 diabetes. Often they don't think that the kid will want others to know, so they're less likely to make it public except in those private Facebook groups. And now the Facebook groups have cottoned on to us prospecting people by direct messaging them within groups. That's even banned in a lot of groups as well. So even reaching out, say, oh, I liked your post on such and such, and getting to know people, that can get you hammered as well. So I was asking if you had your own Facebook group for them. Definitely. Yeah. How many did get added to your email list in the process?
Whoops, unmute, Annette.
Sorry. Probably a couple hundred did, Allison.
Brilliant.
So, like you said, it was overall, even though nobody signed up, it was still a great learning experience. Yeah. And I'm still glad I did it, because now I know things to tweak and do better and differently.
You know, it's interesting. I sent out the email and I used a lot of yours, like, she couldn't wake her daughter up was the headline. You saw the email.
Yeah.
And somebody from, and this was one person out of, you know, tens of thousands who got it, but who wrote back and said that she thought it was a fear-mongering email.
Oh.
Right. Okay. That, you know, and so I was like, so Christina had a beautiful response to it, like, hey, if you had seen, it was either Christina or Annette or Amy, but if you actually had gone to this thing, this is a frightening situation. And she handled it really well. And if you saw her webinar where she talked about this, you'll see that, you know, this is scary. And Dr. Rita Marie sent this out because she didn't want others to be in that situation. So we're sorry that you thought it was top. But I'm like, I reread it. And I'm like, it was a factual account. It was a story. It wasn't saying, this is going to go away. And if you don't do this, your kid's going to die. It was like, hear this person's account and don't let this happen.
Realize how serious it is.
Yeah. I read a story yesterday about a kid that went into DKA on an airplane.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And the mom's like, I didn't know what was going on. Fortunately, there was medical staff on the plane. They did not divert, but the pilot went faster so that they could land at their appropriate destination faster. They told everybody, don't deplane till we get the girl off. The ambulance was waiting. They took her to the hospital. But she went into DKA on an airplane. I'm like, oh my God, that makes my story seem so tame. Holy
it does, God. But you know what? You need to write a blog post about that story.
Yeah.
Or you need to incorporate that story into some of your follow-ups with these people.
Yeah.
Signed up for your webinar.
I was like, oh my God. Because in the mom talked about, you know, how rapid it was. You know, the kid was like, I don't feel good. I don't feel like eating.
Was this kid a diabetic already? Did they know he wasn't?
No.
You got to write a blog post or do a Facebook Live about it or do something and send it to these people. Do a video about your feeling about it. Write whatever you feel better. You're a great writer, so you can write it and write to these folks who are at your webinar.
Yeah, it was
quickly just... it can happen, ... right, as a subject line. And then share that. Unfortunately, the kid, you know, didn't die, but we don't know.
As of the writing, she's fine. But yeah, I was like going, I mean, what do you do on an airplane? Thank God there was staff. You know,
how would you know if she's not previously diagnosed? I mean, how would you know even as medical staff?
Right. All she knew is that her kid was lethargic and was dropping everything. And the child got up and went to the bathroom and came back and just kind of collapsed on the mom. And it was a girl. And so the mom went and got the stewardess and she's like, I need medical help. You know, my kid is in bad shape.
Did somebody have a meter that they were able to test? This is, goes back to the thing that everybody needs a meter. The you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So they got her to the hospital and the doctor was talking to the mom and he said, your daughter's in DKA. She's a diabetic. And the mom's like, what are you talking about? And he said, I can smell her sweet breath from across the room. And the mom, they were in Canada. They were flying from Florida to Paris. And they had, the girl had said, I don't want to go that far anymore. So they had changed their plans and they were in Canada. So the dad was in Florida and the mom called the dad and said, DKA diabetes. And the dad was like, holy cow. He actually was a fireman, had been at the job for 15 plus years. He goes, I smelled the breath and I didn't realize what it was. He goes, I told her to go brush her teeth. So
I just, this is something, you know, it's one thing to tell people, don't everybody go buy a blood sugar meter, but to make people aware to look for that. If ever you smell this on someone's breath, if ever you smell their breath. Yeah. I think it would be,
okay.
I think that's a great educational stand. Right?
Yeah, I can remember that.
A common, an easy at home assessment tool for.
And they're cheap. You know, considering they're really cheap.
The meters are cheap, right? But people have this aversion to poking their finger, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I think those are two things that you could, I think you could really create some content around, some free articles, some free talks. Could this happen to you? Yeah. Right. You know, how smelling your kid's breath, you know, can save their life. But the symptoms, like you showed, but like just the key symptoms that are common, fatigue, lethargy, you know, dropping things, you know, some of those early signs, and then the telltale.
Yeah. I mean, and this mom said the same thing. We didn't know what we were seeing.
Right. You might have noticed it a few days before, had somebody made you aware. If you have a kid that's, you know, not feeling good, here's some of the things to check. Maybe it's even a general thing. Because, see, this is another population for you. It's the already diagnosed, but it's also those with kids who are eating the crap diets, who have a genetic tendency, you know, that it's an early sign. And how many kids do go into DKA, and that's their first diagnosis? So that would be a good statistic to look for.
Diagnosed in DKA. Yeah.
How many people who are diagnosed with DKA did not know that they were diabetic before DKA? Because you know what? I bet there's a lot, because once the kid's diagnosed, the parents are informed and educated about what to look for.
After, right? Yeah.
Right? But the others aren't. And how many people are testing their blood sugars of their 7-year-olds?
Only parents of type 1s.
Exactly. But what is it that gets them in there? What's that first early sign that gets them in there? They're peeing a lot, they're hungry a lot, they're thirsty a lot, they're losing weight. But these are some other subtle signs that may not be so subtle. That'd be a great stat to have. like really look up of all the diagnoses of DKA, how many of them, what percentage of them did not know they had diabetes? Because it's a much bigger educational thing. And I think having, like if I sent out an email that was more general to my, like, and then you had a webinar that wasn't about the blunders that parents of type 1 make, but was more about the blunders that parents make in that could create a deadly situation or something like that, things to look for to keep your kid. I'm not being very creative right now, but that's the idea. Then you have a wider audience, because I think your audience is actually wider.
Okay. Well, I'll play with this. I'll work on this today.
Yeah.
And I'll get you something tonight or tomorrow.
Wow, you're gonna be a really quick action girl.
Well, I just read it. And like I said, I've cleared space for right now.
Yeah.
So
and I think it'd be good follow up. And if you actually write it as you write a blog post and do a guest blog post, I can send out again and say, hey, I have this new guest blog post if you have kids. Now my audience is not, it's not a,
they still have grandkids,
child, but they have grandchildren, they have nieces, they have nephews, they're teachers, they're exposed to kids, right? So I think that could be a good blog post. Put it on the blog and then send Facebook traffic to it.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll work on it. All right, cool.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Allie.
Hello.
Hello. I have your thing open. Just know that when you send things to me an hour before a call, I can't.
Really?
But I'm glad you did it because it helps you get organized.
Yeah, exactly. It's still worth me doing it because it helps me think about things.
Absolutely.
And I could reflect on it while I walked the dogs just now. So I'm not expecting you to have read it. So shall I screen share it?
Sure. You know my new smoothie book. Yeah, and a smoothie book is great. I mean, I have some freebie stuff that people say, why are you giving this away free? Because it's ridiculous, like 30 pages of recipes for free. And it's too much for people because then they go, oh, I got enough. I don't need to buy the other thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me make this bigger. I'm going to just fill up my teacup. I cannot stand being cold.
My otter's taking a while to open up.
We could just eliminate December through February from our... Okay.
Right. So that was my successes. What did I not complete that I intended to was I've got my old bio and it needs editing for different situations. And I've got a speaking JV that's just waiting for me to send my bio. But the bio that I've got is geared towards stress. So just some edits needed for that.
Like really emphasizing, because I saw the one and I made comments on the Facebook. That it is long, but you want to have a long bio for times, and you want to be able to give people a longer bio so they can pick and choose and create their own if they're introducing you. But to have it, we have a 50-word bio, we have a 100-word bio, we have a medium-sized bio, we have one that's geared towards the general audience and one that's geared towards practitioner audience. And I've got to get in there and edit my bios as well to make them snappier. But I think having multiples and really emphasizing your speaking skills and where you've spoken and all that would be good in the speaking bio.
Yep.
Okay.
Good
so
idea.
What's it keeping you from that? Is it an aversion or time?
No, it's just all the other things that I had to get done.
Because you did get a lot. Okay.
Those are just some things. So challenges that I'm facing is just, although I'm focused at times, I'm not focused all the time. Looks like the massage will help.
Yes.
income, I've just had two who've paid me £950 each. That's including lots of investigations. So thyroid function, bioidentical hormone, serum levels, and a Dutch test each. But only one of the two actually paid
they
up.
They paid you nine something because that's a deposit or
what? No. That's the full amount for one appointment. So okay. At the moment, they're coming for an initial appointment. I'm not doing it as a strategy session. I'm rushing into taking the blood tests and telling them they need a Dutch test. At least these are the first two that have said at the first appointment they'll have a Dutch test. But I did have this enlightenment. I realized that I was reading... Before, so both of these were patients from that gynecologist, and one of them had implants before. So I was reading through the one of the London advice leaflets on implants that I'd been generally printing off for people without editing it, which is a bit daft because it's pro-implant. And I realised, you know, it says quite clearly, implants are generally used when normal types of HRT do not control symptoms sufficiently. And I just had this light bulb that's because nobody's assessed their other hormones and their other hormones are interacting and stopping it from working, stopping it from being effective. So it's just, there's more I can say in that, you know?
Yeah, you can make it your own and, you know, a blog post, right? You can make it, or you make it a little patient education handout.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so the biggest money-making opportunity is bringing people into my functional medicine practice, because what I've done, I've put that on hold for like 2 or 3 months, still got the cost of renting the room going out and not answering the calls from people who wanted, and they're still wanting bioidentical hormone therapy. I know I've got to set up that system, but we will get there. And, you know, I've achieved a lot. It's just getting the right things in the right order.
Okay, so the follow-up calls. Let's go back to follow-up calls, right? Yeah. That's been the nemesis. Have you considered hiring somebody to do the follow-up calls and paying them by a commission on whatever they book for you?
Yes. Okay. And that's my long-term plan.
What about a short-term plan?
But you see, right now I'm still only bringing people for an initial appointment. I'm still not getting into the bigger picture of trusting that people will see the bigger picture.
Okay, so going back, so these people you sold at like a £1,000 program or 900 something?
No. So no. Just one appointment for £260.
Okay, one appointment.
Three sets of blood tests. Two sets of blood tests and a Dutch test.
Okay. So are they running the tests through you, or are they running the tests through, you give them the thing and they have to go pay to get the test done?
They pay me. The £960 is the payment for the test.
It's the payment for the test. Okay. So what if you had an initial visit that can become an enrollment conversation easily because you're going to have test results, and you offered them this visit that includes these three tests plus your time, like, because you just said nine something or other, right? So a bundle that they pay for, that they come in and now you have all this good stuff to say, here's what's going on. Three tests in one visit is a lot. What are the three tests that you're doing?
So the bioidentical hormone tests, the thyroid tests, and the Dutch test.
And
you see, it's at that appointment that I take the blood. So I take a history, take the blood test, and then tell them I'll send them the Dutch test. And that's just been these two, because I figured they're likely to have these high hormone levels again. I mean, only one of them had the implant.
Okay. So they paid you £260. I want to make sure I understand. They paid you £260.
No, they paid me £950.
But before they came in to see you and you ordered those tests?
They didn't pay me anything before they came to see me.
Got it. Okay.
Well, I haven't got that system up and running yet.
Okay. All right, so I want you to just think in terms of an initial appointment. Like, somebody reaches out to you, all these people. You say, here's the best way for us to get started. And you offer them a $997 program, a $997 initial lab consultation. Where you well, they have to come in to draw the blood, right? So they come in to draw the blood before they even see you. Can you do that? Is that?
I don't have any phlebotomists, but I can.
So how did you do the, oh, they, you drew the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Originally I had a starter package, which was an initial appointment, excluding the actual test, but the initial appointment, the time it took me to discuss, to work out the results. So there was time allowed for that interpretation and one follow-up visit.
Yeah.
Plus the time it took me to discuss with my pharmacist. And that was 997, but that was excluding the cost of the labs, and that was all money in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then people, once they'd had that initial test, they just assumed that they would just be seen ad hoc, or I assumed that they wanted to be seen ad hoc. I never tried to upsell them, which is fine. You just got to remember that functional medicine doctors are seen differently to health coaches, and but there's a lot of demand for it over here because there aren't many of us.
Right. Okay. So how hard was it to get these two people who came in for free? They came in, they didn't pay you anything.
They didn't have a free consult. I'm still balking on all the people who are waiting for a strategy session. I still haven't rung them back. These are two that rang the clinic directly, and the wonderful receptionist just booked them straight in because she knew that I was just
260 initial consult.
I was just stalling, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what if you called all these folks, had somebody call all these folks back and just booked them for a $260 initial consult? And you did that, you know, rinse and repeat what you just did, which was successful. It's a lower investment. You can hire some, what if that receptionist, if, I don't know, she doesn't work, she works for the clinic, not for you, right? And she's handling, but somebody like her who could follow up, hey, I'm calling from Dr. Ali's office and I see that you had filled out a form or you saw her speak or whatever and you were interested and I'm calling back to just get you scheduled. Here's what we have. It's an initial consult. And then based on what we find out, we'll get the blood drawn and whatever else for whatever additional tests you might need. And then a follow-up. But for these three people, though, they paid you for the three tests, but
yeah.
They didn't pay you for a follow-up visit. But they know that they'll have to come in to pay you for a follow-up visit.
Yeah. I haven't set up my system so people pay me in advance of their appointment. I tried it once. I sent somebody an invoice for $997 for my starter package, and they said, oh, my God, this is far too expensive for me, and ran away.
But when you signed them up and they paid you for the tests at that time, right? They paid you the nine something for the tests at that time. What if you had also had them pay you for the, this is this, and then we're going to give you have them prepay for the follow-up visit? Or is that different in the clinic? Is that not?
No, it's just my holding back.
It's just your holding back. Okay. So these people clearly are going to have to come back in, right?
Yeah.
And before you analyze those tests, you want to get payment for it, right? Because if you just wait for them to come in and they decide, oh, I got the test results, like they've already paid for the test, so technically you can't withhold giving them the results. You see what I'm saying?
I'm never giving them the results until I see them for the follow-up appointment because
they come in for the follow-up
results, and they're both booked in for the 18th of February.
Oh, and they are booked. Okay.
They're just not paid for, and I've not set up the expectation yet, paying in advance.
Okay, so I would say that when they come in for the analysis, you have the background. You have more information. You can really point out to them what you're finding that's out of balance and what you feel is going to take to get them back in balance. So, wow, your thyroids, that's contributing to the sex hormones. Look at this, your metabolites. These are dangerous metabolites. You might be at risk. You know what I'm saying? You're giving them some good stuff. We're going to need some good dietary shifts. We're going to need some supplementation shifts. And you can give them some things to do, but say, this is going to have to be followed up. So your languaging at that point will get them into the next step. And you know how to do that, right? This is not like a free strategy session where you're trying to sell them into something or just an initial consult. You have the concrete information right there. And I find that motivates and inspires people to see their imbalances in black and white on the piece of paper. Right? Especially the Dutch. We're going to be offering just a Dutch test with interpretation for like four something and use that as an enrollment conversation.
Yeah, I was wondering about doing something like that, doing a Dutch test plus discussion as the, because then they can pay for it in advance before they book the appointment with me.
Exactly. And you've got the information, and then at that, you can look and say, well, you know, based on the results here, we need a full thyroid panel. Do you need the actual blood hormones at that point? You would say, well, what I want to do is, you know, do some things to shift this. And then, you know, before doing bioidenticals, do you actually need the blood?
It's just that the medical establishment over here doesn't believe in saliva and urine tests, and therefore I'm not that safe.
You're not that safe. Okay. All right. So before we prescribe anything, based on this, I'm going to give you some, you know, diet, lifestyle, supplementation, a regime, and we're going to follow this up before we decide if you need bioidentical. There's going to be some of them you're going to go, no, I'm not giving you any estrogen. Look what you're doing. Or, you know, I'm not giving you testosterone. Look what you're doing. Or, see what I'm saying? You look at the stuff and go, it's too dangerous. Like if you look at the ratios between E1, E2, E3, look at the metabolites, you go, you are not a candidate right now for estrogen therapy because here's how you're going to metabolize it. And I would be concerned. And if that's not the case, then you are, but let's verify it with blood levels and then I'll make a prescription. But more than likely, you're going to find a lot of people who you're going to go, bruh, there's no way I'm adding any extra estrogen to this picture. Right? Have you seen those where they're really low, but the ratios are horrible? And so if you added it to the picture, if you gave them estrogen at this point, maybe you'd prescribe progesterone in those cases. But I think it's you getting really clear with them on why it's not a good idea to do pellets, to do whatever the supplementation is until we get some of this balanced. And here's how. Do you feel comfortable with that? I mean, you did a great talk about it at Shine.
I think one of the things that's improved my comfort level is the regimes that are set in the group visit toolkits that I was telling you about that I purchased, because they are more a standard functional medicine regime. Share with you.
So is it plug and play enough that at the end of a visit, you know, you've looked at somebody's Dutch tests that you can give them one of these regimes?
Not exactly. It's just because it's not geared towards menopause. I've got to create my own on menopause. But if, for example, we were to look at the cardiovascular one, they've done a can you read that okay, or is it too small?
Yeah.
So they've done a cash-based revenue generation model aimed at functional medicine doctors. So they're saying the first office visit is $220 based on 30 minutes. Well, I never do a 30-minute visit. It's just too short. And then a group visit of $75. And then, so they've put this protocol together that includes, sorry, I should highlight the actual appointments, but there's the initial appointment. There's a follow-up group visit, which is what the toolkit talks are supposed to be for. Baseline testing and a second office visit, again, based on 30 minutes. And then without any further appointments, that's over 6 months, they're suggesting this. So this is a US-based functional medicine.
But I think it's a good framework. I think it's an excellent framework.
It gives me confidence in what I'm asking for, you know?
Yes, I think it's a great framework. And here's how, you know, initially group, you know, if you've got a busy practice, you're going to easily put 5, 6, whatever number of people into a group and make it worthwhile. One of the selling points when you're offering this initially, right, is that, hey, look, this is brand new. We're just starting this out. And if you come in now, you know, you might be the only or one of two or three people in this group. So you're really just getting a lot of one-on-one attention from me, right? And then as that grows, then you can easily put them into groups.
Yeah.
Right. So I would take this. I think homework for you would be to take this description. Cardiovascular, is there anything else that's more neuroendocrine that you could use?
I've got is cardiovascular, insulin resistance, gut health, managing stress, immune, that includes thyroid, chronic pain, movement, and I've added one myself that I've started working on for menopause.
Okay. So use the pieces from the others to create your own menopause one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm adding in, so the other thing that was a win that I didn't include in the form was that I've negotiated with Lisa Fulardi and with Shonda Holt, as well as with the health coach at my own private practice, to offer a group of their health coaching sessions as part of my packages. Oh, so nice. As an upsell.
Nice. Yeah, that way they're not having to pay your, you know, higher hourly fee, and they get the package. I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea. So going back to, so this is something that I would like you to have really clear and nailed before the, what'd you say, the 18th when they're coming back?
Yeah.
Okay. Before that. So you have something to offer them. And practice it. Practice speaking it.
Yeah.
Speak it to one of us. Put it out in the group. Is anybody available? Do it into tape. This is what I'm, you know, going to be offering. But practice, practice, practice the speaking part until it becomes second nature for you. Mm-hmm. By not offering something like this to them, you are being selfish. Because you're not giving them the benefit of working with you. You're making decisions for them based on your own insecurity to keep yourself feeling comfortable, but you're denying them what they need to get healthy. And so I think that's a mental shift for you that has to happen. It's not you selling. It's not you offering this for your own benefit. It's you offering it for them, for their benefit. And if you have a plan laid out like this, and you say to them, well, look, you're the first group that I'm offering this to, so it's going to be a small group to begin with. This is the advantage of getting involved. Then that's a huge advantage for them. But be clear, this is a great framework.
Yeah.
Make sure it feels comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And practice saying it.
And then in a way, my longer term program would include each of these because of the involvement of autoimmunity and managing stress and gut health in menopause symptoms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't want to offer people 5 programs, right?
No.
But if you're going to have group lecture things, group educational pieces, then you invite them to those educational pieces, right? They don't need to be part of more than one group coaching thing.
Yeah.
It's just the educational pieces.
Yeah.
Because you're offering a truly holistic version. Here's a talk about thyroid and the interactions with sex hormones. Here's where the adrenals come in. Here's where your gut comes in. So it becomes using the framework and the pieces you have in here to create your own program without having to create reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. So at the moment, that model has only 2 one-to-one visits and 1 group visit over 6 months.
2 one-to-ones and how many group?
1 group visit.
Over 6 months?
Yeah.
How do you make progress with that?
Because it's geared around a functional medicine doctor model, not a health coach model. But my health coach at the practice has done, you know, basically she's sharing the costs of some of these talks and is happy to do group visits on, you know, alongside, you know?
Right. Just make sure I'm okay. All right. So I think that this is a great framework. And what do you think they need more? Well, whether it be that you're going to, you know, offer them a package from a health coach where they can get together more regularly or more group visits with you. Personally, I would do it as, at least initially, it's a loss leader, a monthly group with me. And then you can decide if that's too much or less, or if you switch that over to be a monthly group with health coach. But I think they need at least a monthly something. It's less than once a month. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
They lose it. They lose traction. They need that commitment. They need the community.
Yeah.
And the community's big. We just actually had somebody who's in the Gold Plus with us, where she gets, you know, private with her coach. She gets me 4 times a year plus a lab 5 times through the year. But she was like, I'm really upset because I can't make any of the group calls, and I need that community. The community is what keeps me going.
Yeah. And I was thinking ultimately to have similar online as well.
Yes. Part of this could be they don't have to come to your office. The group thing is a Zoom call. So that's something that you could add, and it's easy for you. You don't have to be at the office. You can do it from home. You can do it wherever. You do it when you're traveling, however you want to do it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that would be a great addition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, so 2 things, and Annette, if you have anything more you want to add for Allie, 2 things that I would like to see for follow-up. One is that you use that model and you just create your own, and then instead of just sending it to me, you pretend that I'm sitting across from you, explain it to me. Just get on it. It doesn't have to be video, it could be audio, I don't care. But just that you're explaining it to me. Because you're going to find that when you write it, and then if you're saying it for the first time, you're going to feel awkward if you haven't practiced it. And then 2 is, think about who you could invite to do follow-ups and call the people on that list to offer them your 260 initial package, right? Initial consult, and just pay them by percentage. You know, however many people you do, I'll give you 10% of what you generate. That way you're not out a whole bunch of money paying somebody $25 an hour to do calls that don't do anything.
Yeah.
And then come up with a script. So Annette?
I was just going to, on the group, it definitely has to be more than once, because if you made that offer to me, I wouldn't even go to the one, because it's just, I'm going to sit there, and that first group is always everybody just talking about themselves and doing the introductions, and you really don't get into the meat of much on those first group calls. So I would be like, I don't need to sit around and hear all these people's stories. So there's got to be an incentive to go to more than one, because the second one, you start to get into actually doing things, and the third one you're building and so forth.
Yeah. So it'd be like a 6-month package.
Yeah. And like Dr. Rita Marie said, you can do it on Zoom. It's easy. You know,
it's easier.
5 people, it's like an hour, right?
So that's the adjustment I would make there. All right, you can unshare your screen. All right, so follow up. Yep, I gotta go on a video call, but video interview. But so Allie, are you clear on your follow-ups?
Yep.
Annette?
Yes.
Okay. So good jobs, and we learn from each other. And I'm excited. Allie, I just want to say congratulations again for all you accomplished in this last month. It's totally like awe-inspiring.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And now it's really, it's touching. It's, we're touching into the fear right now, right? These next steps are touching into your fear. And the only way to move beyond it is to step into it and to feel it and to get comfortable with it. Because you're amazing. You have an amazing amount to offer people. And you just have to come from a place of thinking of them, not you.
Just like when speaking.
Yeah. Exactly. All
right,
guys.
And Annette, well done. Congratulations on having your webinar, offering your course and all of that. I know how much that takes and how much fear and inhibitions are strike up in that as well, and how much work the back office.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But like I said, it was a great learning experience.
It's a great learning experience. Yeah. It's just the beginning, and it really, I've gotten much more clarity after hearing you into the way to position it to a wider audience.
Okay.
What happened to you, and when you just told that story about the plane, this person, we need to be educating everybody as to how to look for signs so that your kid doesn't end up.
Never in my wildest dreams did I think that would happen to her.
Exactly.
We don't eat standard American crap.
Imagine on the freaking plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.